Hello and welcome to another episode of Songdoers. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you'll know that I'm the host, Devin, and you're you, the listener. But what you don't know is that there is a force in the universe, not dissimilar to the Force from Star Wars. And that force connects all musicians. And just like Star Wars, musicians can sense when there's another musician in the room. They can also read each other's thoughts and kiss their sisters. But some musicians use their powers for evil. They band together and create experimental jazz outfits. The goal of experimental jazz, if you don't know, is to find the Heisenberg frequency. It's a frequency, or perhaps a combination of frequencies, that is said to be so annoying that it will cause the listener's brain to explode. So that's what experimental jazz musicians are doing when they boop and squeal in that horrible way. But there is a group of righteous musicians who want to put an end to experimental jazz. They just don't have the funds to do it. So the next time you're at a bar and someone passes around a pitcher for the musician on stage, throw a 20 in there. It might just save your life. Songdoers is starting! Look out! Episode 5, Dark Flash. An underground pop-punk star who wore more makeup than a 20-something getting really into makeup, Dark Flash was a mysterious neon diva with a razor-sharp edge. But such was not always the case. No, he wasn't always the infamous laser dancer from the 2018 Molly Coddle Awards, an organization which has banned him for life after he intentionally shined powerful lasers into the lens of the camera at that event, damaging the retinas of millions of people watching all over the world. But why was Dark Flash so wild, rebellious, colorful, and loud? It was because during his formative years, his parents sent him to boarding school. Inside a video game. The technology to zap children into video games to receive the discipline that the physical world couldn't provide was emerging, and as such, there were some unexpected complications. For one, the teachers and headmaster of the school were all characters of video games themselves, as the teachers' union would not allow real-world teachers to be troned into the game. As such, you had Sonic the Hedgehog teaching carpentry, Mega Man teaching religious studies, and Diddy Kong himself installed as headmaster and head barrel thrower. Because the video game characters were so ill-suited for the task of being stern disciplinarians, the students ran amok, stealing coins, medallions, and golden rings from the residents of a nearby digital village. Some students even experimented with mushrooms. Psychedelic ones. Not the funny ones from Mario. Dark Flash was the first student admitted to video game boarding school, and on his 18th birthday, when Dark Flash's mind was finally allowed to be uploaded out of the game and back into his physical body, which, by the way, had been hooked up to a whack of tubes and growing like a potato, he was more frightening and wild than ever. They declared the experiment a failure, and the gaming console that housed the souls of over 115 children was unplugged and flattened by a Ford F-150. When the driver of the F-150 was tasked with destroying Dark Flash as well, he tracked the strange creature to a basement apartment in Pittsburgh, the United States. He rang the doorbell for the basement unit, and with his hammer raised above his head to crush the unsuspecting teenager's skull, something came over him. He was affected by the soulful, brash, pop, punk music emanating from the hallway. When Dark Flash opened the door, he found his would-be attacker not holding a hammer, but instead, an autograph book, which already contained the signatures of Prince, Miles Davis, and Cher. The driver of the F-150? Lorne Michaels, who booked Dark Flash on Saturday Night Live the next night, bumping the scheduled guest Paul Simon, who became enraged and tried to climb into his Sega. After the laser incident I mentioned earlier that took place at the 2018 Molly Coddle Awards, Dark Flash became a greater outsider in the music industry. YouTube Music and Spotify no longer allow his music to be played on their platforms, and Apple employees whip any podcast host that makes reference to him. As such, I am putting myself in grave danger relaying this information to you, but I feel like it's kinda interesting. Dark Flash died last night. And that is the dizzying, wacky life of Dark Flash. Listen now to his 2017 hit, Randomly Accessible.
Think they know me, but they never often do, because the person I present to others isn't true. But I will admit that sometimes I'm randomly just me. These these are not a guarantee, but sometimes you will see that I'm randomly accessible at parties when I'm drunk, or when I'm sleep deprived, or fellowship be sunk. I'm occasionally open when I puff on cannabis, or running on a rainy day, so deliriously. I keep my head down and I wear my purple shades. My hair is also purple and stylized with braids. If you see me in the arcade in my artificial skin, do not try to meet me for I will not let you in. Randomly I come out of my shell when I'm well fed, or when I'm in a bubble bath or crawling into bed, or when I light a candle I'm sucking in the fumes, or when furniture is oriented well inside a room. Randomly, I'm accessible, but these times are acceptable to believe that I might be fine.
And that is it for this week's episode of Songdoers. Before we go, I want to let you know that we have a few items in our Lost and Found box after our party at the top of the Empire State Building last week. If you or someone you love lost a Hello Kitty bath mat, a potato-powered can opener, a clog decorated by the late Princess Diana, a big bone, or an empty syringe labeled illness, send us an email at songdoers@gmail.com. The COM stands for Come On, Pick Up Your Stuff!